Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so you hear that music?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to find it. Because that's the start off song. Okay, so I found it. I was able to scroll down. And then I can stop it. I cut it off. And you can cut it off and cut it on anytime you want to. Or you can fade it out by making it like I can cut it back on. Let's see. Try to cut it back on.
So that slider is to fade it in and fade it.
Right. That's what the slider is for. And also, right here where it says short link, you can click on that link, and that's the link that you can promote everywhere. You can put that link on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, MySpace, wherever you want to. You can put that link up there. And that link is live, like, that link is forever good, even for this little test show. Like, that link will forever be there.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So each show has a link, and each show, So, sometimes we'll just fade the music out. Like that, you know, like when our guests get ready to come on, sometimes it'll be up. And it's not the best audio. It's like the worst audio ever. So some of the good songs, it's like, just for your information, like for instance, if Minister James wants... I'm just trying to think. I'm just going to say, well, say he wants a Tupac song. If you have to get that Tupac song off of YouTube, it's best to get the one from Vivo or Official Video, because the audio is going to come through better versus getting something that somebody else uploaded, because the quality of the video is not going to be that great when you download it into Blog Talk. So if you can get Official Videos or the Vivo version, then that would be the best version to use. Most of the ministers' links are very strong, so most of his audio comes through very well, especially if the nation uploaded it. And if we wanted to... add, like, call someone else, like it's you and I right now, but if we wanted to call someone else, I'm just feeling mischievous. I'm going to call Brother James. Because I can. Let's see. What's his number? God, if he knew I didn't know his number by heart anymore, oh, God, he would hurt me bad. So, to say I wanted to call him and plug him in, then I would just put his number in 481-3921. And you will actually, oh, what's going on? 813-481-3921. I will plug this number in just like you did and dial. And then you will hear his phone ring. But now this is something you want to do before your show starts.
For a year.
So that's why I say give yourself 5 minutes because the audience can hear all that. But now sometimes when you say place them in screening room, if I wanted to place them in screening room, I would just click that button.
So what does that mean?
What you mean?
Place them in screening room?
Yes. Say, for instance, if you're on a two-hour show and say they invited a guest, but the guest can't come on until an hour later, they're doing the second half of the show, then what you would do, you would check that button placed in guest screening room, meaning that you're calling them 5 minutes before they're supposed to air, but the audience won't hear the ringing of the phone.
Okay.
And then they'll just be and you'll see it. It'll light up where they will be in a whole screening room until you unmute their phone. And how you mute and unmute, if you look at where our numbers are in here, like click on my mic, the mic by my number, where and that's going to mute me out. Just click on it.
I'm clicking. It's not letting me.
Well, just hover over, you know, just like mute me out.
Okay, it's the headphone button. Okay.
And then I brought myself back in. Yeah.
Okay,
so even if you should happen to get a belligerent listener on the line, and it has happened, and they talking crap, then you can just mute their behind out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And then if you go over to the where it has the insignia of people, then that's the screening room. That means that you put me in the screening room. That means you got me off to the side and you're waiting for a certain point in the show to bring me in. But you've already called me and you've already checked that mark there to put me in the screening room.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So that people won't hear the ringing of the phone. So that's kind of the gist of it as far as, you know, and Brother Jameson particularly has a practice, not so much Brother Demetri, but Brother James has a practice of inserting the minister's clips at different times in the show. He has different songs that he wants to, that he wants to input at different times, and he'll let you know ahead of time. And so sometimes in this audio clip section over here, after I line myself up with the intro song, because the intro song you put in when you're creating and it's going to play automatically, I still would align myself with that song in case I'm going to fade it out or cut it off at a certain point. And then if I know that his next song, if he says, okay, in the next song we're going to, the next clip you're going to hear is the minister's clip, Role of the Father, and then, you know, you can just cut it on. You know, I would always find my clip and have it prepared.
Ma'am.
Exemplify his divine attributes in our household.
Yeah, so that's like the main.
Not only is a father.
And then sometimes he'll tell you to cut it off there, or he'll say let it play. If it's 5 or 6 minutes, he'll say let it play throughout the duration. And then sometimes he has an exit song, but most of the time we just exit with the salutation and giving the believers the greetings and thanking them for listening to our show, you know, things of that nature. So let me see. I wanted him to participate because I wanted to show you. Let me see. We are calling you. He probably asked, can't know who it was.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's been a while for him. And he hates when I text him. He's like, you know better than to text me. I'm like, whatever.
Not a texter.
Not for me. Because they say I disappear periodically, and I do. I travel a lot, and I recently just had some surgery and stuff. And so when I was going through that hip replacement, I was so depressed, and I was like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm in so much pain. I'm on all these drugs, and I wasn't feeling it. And I didn't want to talk to, and I don't like let people know I'm sick because, you know, people make a big fuss over you. And
yeah,
it really depresses me. And so mm-hmm. I just think that when we're physically challenged like that, and it's just my personal perception, that's just like whatever challenges Allah allows, that he permits, that's a personal time for you and Allah. That's a test of your faith and where you're going to go. And I can tell you I was in excruciating pain every day for days and days, mm-hmm. and it never let up. And, you know, I just kept praying to Allah to give me some relief. I even asked him, I'm like, Allah, I'm not going to kill myself, but I'm sure asking you to take my life, you know. And it was just, that was just how I was feeling because I was in that much pain. And,
wow.
You know, prayer and patience and sacrifice mean a lot because I know where Allah brought me from. You know, I thought I was going to be a cripple. I didn't think I ever walk again. I was just like, oh, you know. And I was like, all of that fussing, all of that doubt for nothing. But it just shows Allah's mercy and grace upon us who oftentimes we are so undeserving of his blessings, you know. And I can just say I'm just not where I was. And I thank Allah for that. I'm trying to get him on the phone.
Okay.
He's not going to answer. I'm going to hurt him bad. He must really be busy. Okay. He must really be busy. See, he's in the studio, Brother Jay. I see his number.
I do too.
Brother Jay. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe this is voicemail. Okay. But basically, that's how. Excuse me. That's how your studio looks when it's live. And so under our numbers right there, That's mm-hmm. where all of the guest numbers who are calling in, the guests who are calling in to that 516-387 number, that's where you'll be able to see their numbers. And then if they have a question, you can say, okay, we're taking audience questions. And if you have a question, press 1. When they press 1, there's a check mark that will appear by their phone number. That's just like,
okay.
I don't know if I can do it. Let me see if I can do it. I don't like, no, because I'm a guest host. I'm a guest, so it's not going to show on mine. But, like, I could have had Brother James press 1, and then it would have showed, like, if a caller calls in, it's not, if I would have had him call into the show, he could have pressed 1, and it'll show you that little check mark, and that means that that caller has a question. And at that point, you can make their mics live. Now, let me tell you something else about this. Sometimes this Blog Talk Studio, when you're going live and your intro music and stuff is playing, everybody is on mute. You, all the guests that you've called into the show, and the audience. The audience is automatically on mute until you make them live. But you want your guests to be prepared to speak when that intro music goes off. So make sure that the first thing you do when your audio music starts to play, when your intro song starts to play, make sure that the people that you've called, like Brother Minister Demetric and Brother Minister James, that their mics are live, that they're in the red. Because
okay.
the Blog Talk show will just automatically mute everybody until showtime. So make sure that they are in the red when you start them. So I want to go back to, so that show is ending. So basically, that show has ended. So basically, we just still talking on extra airtime, which is fine. But we're going to go ahead and end the episode. So go ahead and click end episode at the top.
Okay.
And then hover over and go back to create.